Perdón, papá. Ay, yo no mu, no más. First of all, my heart-touching, koti-koti dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam, Guru Pad Padma Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad Astota Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad Astota Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear sannyasis, brahmacharis. My darling daughters and dear other disciples
and sons,
I'm very sorry that I want to come yesterday there, but I could not come. Man proposes,
God disposes,
and God
disposes.
Disposes. You are bound to follow him, and we should try to be satisfied in his wish. And we should not be at any time feel worry for that. We are only a puppet of in the hands of Krishna. I also know that you are very, very much waiting for me.
Eagerly
waiting for me. But nothing to do. Anyhow, Krishna is so merciful. And I'm recovered very soon. I'm feeling today much better as usual. And tomorrow I will start from here, taking one day rest in Germany, and I will reach there. I am hearing that about 1,000, more than 1,000 devotees are there very happy to be in that place. That place is very favorable. And also, so many renowned sannyasis like Padmanabh Maharaj, Ban Maharaj,
Damodar Maharaj,
Sajjan Maharaj, Tidandi Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, Shyamrani, Shuddhadvaiti Maharaj, Vaishnav Maharaj also, Vaishnav Maharaj, and Shyamrani, and especially Umarani has come there.
Ramchandra Prabhu.
So you are enjoying, I think.
Kishori Mohan.
No, Kishori Mohan.
Sudevi.
So I think that you are enjoying so much there and not worry for me. I think they will give class more better than me and sweet. But because I cannot express or distribute sweet things like them.
Your things are more sweet.
So anyhow, I'm happy
so sweet like you,
that so many devotees are there. I think from England, you and all the countries of Europe,
Russia,
China even
America,
from San Francisco,
from America
also,
India
also, so many devotees are there. If I was there,
India
I was very very happy. Now you want to hear something. I began Prem Vibart in
Bejar,
and all liked it very well, very much. But only two chapters I could finish. I think all the teachings what is needed in our sampradaya for a sadhak, even for a siddha, all instructions, all the process are there. So I think if anyone follow this process, there'll be high class of premi bhakta. You know that Jagadananda Prabhu, Sri Jagadananda Prabhu,
associate of Mahaprabhu,
was one of the associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wrote a book, Prem Vibarta. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that Jagadananda Premibarta Sune Jai Jan Premar Swarup Gyan Pai Prem Dhan. If anyone hear the Prem Vibarta of Sri Jagadananda Prabhu, he will certainly know the Swarup Tattva of Prem, and also he will buy Prem Dhan.
Achieve Prem.
And he will
obtain.
Achieve.
Attentive.
Obtain. Achieve.
Obtain.
Obtain Krishna Prem.
Certainly he will have Prem. Also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in Jaiva Dharma,
first chapter,
he has told that Premdas Babaji in Nrisimhapalli, he used to read this Prem Vibarta himself weeping bitterly, and all the audience used to weep to hear this. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told what is Prem Vibarta. Prem Vibarta means, it seems that this is krodha,
anger,
but it is not really, it is prem, high class of prem. So it is so sweet that if anyone hear this, he will be moved and heart will be melted. And second, Bhakti Vinod Thakur meaning has told that Jagadananda Prabhu himself, he has told that the devotees any other avantar bhed dwara, any kind of
difference,
they tell that when there is a river and it is flooded too much, And then in the middle of the river, a whirling like
whirlpool
comes there, and it is so
deep
that any elephant can be
drowned.
Could not survive.
So it means that even a hard-hearted person, he will hear this, his heart will melt, and tears will come in his eyes. So, second meaning. One thing more, really Chaitanya, Sri Jagadananda Prabhu was associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But someone like Kavya Karnapur Goswami, he has written that he was Satyabhama in previous Krishna pastime, and now he has become
Jagadananda.
But really, reading by this, his own book, Prem Vivart, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was joking him, "Oh, you are like Satyabhama,
Queen of Dwarka, Satyabhama,
Queen of Dwarka." Then a rose came, and I told, "I know your sannyasgiri.
I know what kind of sannyasi you are.
You are Mahakapati sannyasi.
You are pretender.
You're pretending.
Yes. Oh, yes. Pretender. Kapti means pretender.
Cheater.
Pretender. And
you have
taken the beauty and intense mood of intensive mood of Srimati Radhika.
My Radhika.
And want to take Srimati Radhika alone. And you want to serve her alone. You know that I'm Radhika Padadasi. I'm Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Without Radhika, I cannot
survive.
But you want to throw me from there, and alone you want to be with her. So he has told himself that he was one of the best sakhis of Srimati Radhika, serving Radhika in Krishna conjugal. So, in this book, he has himself written that once in Jagannath Puri, Jagadananda Prabhu was writing something alone, and he was weeping so much. So,
tears.
Taking his tears with hands, and yet he was trying to write.
Man kandhi, pran kandhi,
at that time, Chaitanya's gun, the qualities of gun, his mercy and everything I remembered. And my heart began to
weep.
To beat, that is...
No word in English to tell. Papaya. And pran kakha, my What? Pran mane?
Life air.
And myself too. And I began to weep bitterly. And I began to write what I remembered. The sweet pastimes of Chaitanya in boyhood. In boyhood, we used to go to study Sanskrit together with Gadadhar and others, Murari Gupta and others. I quarreled with
Gaur Sundar. Sometimes fighting.
And then that fighting I was remembering. How merciful he is. That sweet pastime I was writing and also weeping. Namete Pandit. In India, a very learned person is called Pandit. So, my name is Jagadananda Pandit. Very high educated and learned person. But I have nothing in my heart. I am not
humility.
Pandit. Only name is Pandit, but I have no that quality. Even I know what I write in. Sarup, at once Sarup Damodar Goswami came to me in my bhajan kuti and told, "Oh, Pandit,
What are you writing?
Then I told, "Likhi tai jahate piriti." I am writing about whom I have so much love and affection. Sarup Damodar knew that he has so much love and affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mai is life and soul. So what I am remembering, I am writing. I want to write it and keep it very, very secretly.
For myself only.
Only for myself. Time to time I will remember and read it. And I will weep. I don't know in weeping even there is so much happiness. So in weeping I feel so much happiness. Then Sarup Goswami told, "Tabe likha Prabhura Charitra." If you are writing, you must write. If after you, anyone in this world will read his bodo hit hoy.
He benefited.
He was very, very benefited by reading this. Then I replied again, "I don't know the benefit of world, but I know that what I want and what I bhalobashi.
I like.
Only I am writing for me." Then Sarup Goswami knew that he is very bachal.
Talkative.
And left me and went. And then again, I remembering and writing. So I have done Mukhabandha, preface of this book, and after that, some of the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teaching want to tell you that you should be benefited by that. And you will know what is love and affection. And what is called man, also you can know. Man is not anger, but it is love and affection. So, Gaur Pramanande.
Hari Hari Guru Dev Ki Jai. Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.